Yeah, it's just been a bit unfortunate. We've lost a few days and a few sessions here and there to rain or light this season in games where we're probably in quite a good position. But, you know, that's how it goes. And it would have been nice to have maybe got a bit more out of this game, get our first win. But, you know, really encouraging. The guys have been really good over the last couple of weeks. I feel like we're coming into our own now.
Bowling well yourself, looked like you enjoyed it out there. Double wicket maiden at one point as well.
Yeah, I had, as you know, I enjoy every wicket I take. You know, at times they're very rare. And luckily at the moment they're coming a little bit more freely. But, I mean, you know, the way that we played this game, the openers batted particularly well. And then Sterlo came and did really well. And then obviously our opening pair with the ball have done phenomenally as well, backed up by a few of us lot sort of in the middle overs. So, you know, I really think as a team we're coming together, which is good.
Another strange pitch, a bit like last week. At times the wickets came, but then at other times there were long periods where nothing was happening.
Yes, yeah, it's been a real attritional sort of year, to be honest, with the pitches. Lords hasn't really traditionally given me much personally, and I think the way that our seamers have bowled on a pitch that, to be honest, hasn't been conducive to them like in previous years, is a real credit to them. They've done brilliantly.
And was it? I mean, it must be pretty frustrating for all of you, really, on pitches like this, because it was slow for the batsmen as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's hard work. You're seeing a lot more fields being set in front of the wicket this year than previous years, which suggests, you know, the pace of the wickets are slow. The balls are beginning to reverse a bit earlier. Well, not earlier, they are beginning to reverse, which we haven't really seen in the past very often. So people are learning more, you know, new skills almost at the moment. So, but they're doing them very quickly, as you have to. You have to adapt quick in cricket. And the guys have done really well.
I guess you'll pitch up Merchant Taylors next week and not know what to expect there as a spinner either.
No, I mean, you know, my job's pretty, you know, standard week in, week out. You know, I come on and I try and restrain and build pressure and then see if the wicket's got anything in for me, and then they might set the game up a little bit more around me as opposed to seamers. I'm hoping, to be honest, that it's going to suit our seam attack a little bit more than the pitchers have so far, because, you know, although it's going well for me at the moment, they are a weapon, and I think, you know, if they're firing all cylinders, we'll do well.
Lastly, another week, another stunning catch.
Yeah, it's a good catch.
A little bit more than good.
I try to be modest about it, but I was absolutely made up with it. I just sort of one of those ones you launch yourself at and look down and go, oh God, it's in my hand, brilliant.
All right, talk to me about the celebration instead of the catch then.
Like I say, just...
You didn't know what to do, did you?
No, I just get excited, you know, like it was just... I think you can tell by the reaction of some of the players, you know, it was obviously, you know, it was a special moment. But, you know, it just sets me up for when I drop one that comes straight in the bread bin. But, it's nice to take them. And, I was really happy with it, obviously.